Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Fun with Flame. I'm your host, Daniel the Flame, and I'm generally fucking confused. Typically, whenever I start off immediately cussing, and you know, like just something that's weighing on my head. But I'm kind of upset. See, the thing is that I'm confused about what the fuck is going on within just people enjoying movies in the MCU as a whole, because the Eternals movies was basically being promoted under just resounding trumpets of progressive diversity and shit like that. And yet they then release, or they then announce that they're going to cut out all of the parts in it that essentially might be considered homophobic for more so of the countries that are homophobic for shit, when the entire purpose of the movie itself was to showcase that shit. But then they're going to renege on their decision and then be like, well, we're going to cut it out, like they've done before with so many other fucking movies. But essentially, I thought this was going to be the exception. This was going to be the movie that was going to fucking stand their ground on, because they just thought they were so much smarter than everyone else, when clearly they were fucking stupid. So this is why I'm confused, because if they wanted to pull this shit, why didn't they do it either before or with something that would have made like 1,000 times more sense in terms of it actually being able to still bring in revenue? Because if you have something that is of grandiose popularity, right, and people just love it, eventually, we live in an age where essentially pop culture can overthrow a fucking government, all right? It won't overthrow the entire government, but it will overthrow what is considered the popular opinion of the government. Look how many actors and actresses that have been gay over the years. And I mean, there have been a plethora of people that have been fucking gay over the years, and it did nothing. But then we get into the day and age where now pop culture itself is far more progressive, and a lot of those people are now openly accepting and understanding of people who are homosexuals or part of the LGBTQ community and everything like that. And then we are at a point where it was like, yeah, we passed laws to let them legally get married. So at first, it was something that was considered, you know, just an unthinkable act that wasn't even that fucking long ago, right? And now it's something that is the norm. It is common base. But like, yeah, other countries and whatnot are not that forward thinking and things like that. And it's like, hey, you know, it's their fucking country. But at the same time, for Disney to essentially go out of their way to basically do everything that they fucking could to just make this movie hit every goddamn checkbox that's imaginable. The director's female, fucking, she's female. She only did what, like 3 movies? Jesus Christ, that's stupid. The director's female. You get a cast that's based off of comic book characters that literally only has one woman in the group, and you decide, and that everyone else is a white guy, and you decide to basically switch up the races, the ethnicity of all these characters, as well as the different gender of a bunch of these characters, and then you placate that into your fucking movie. And then you sit there and bolster the fact that you're going to be forward thinking. You're going to have some characters that are gay. You're going to have some characters that are might be homosexual. You're going to have Indian characters. You're going to have black guy. You're going to do all of this stuff because progressive. And then upon seeing at the whack ass box number, box office numbers, because you made a whack ass movie that you'd had no type of thought process in, you used it based off of characters that you specifically chose for diversity's sake, rather than actually, I don't know, doing something better with good characters, actually known fucking characters. No. You decided to do a plethora of people who aren't that well known for diversity. Fine. That's the case, then you just stick with that fucking train, because obviously you know more than someone who's a goddamn consumer of your shit. And I should also state, I have yet to see the Eternals movie. I will be damned if I go to the theaters and pay money to watch this bullshit. Hell, I had a friend tell me that it was okay, and I just looked at it and shaking my head like, yeah, I'm pretty sure you would think that. like, it's just, I don't adhere to absorbing the MCU content. I look at the shit as if they were movies. And the thing is that they're terrible movies. So fuck it. So just fuck that noise entirely. So at the same time, you know, it's like, it seems like it could have been cool or it could have been awesome, but it's buried under a heap of dumb shit and dumb marketing choices all around, simply because that's how you cash in on shit nowadays. You sit there and claim diversity, but then you showcase something totally different. How proud they were that they had a fucking gay kiss scene within Star Wars, and then they cut that shit out as soon as they had to go over to the international market, because that makes people in other countries uncomfortable, and they'll be damned if they miss out on that paycheck that comes from those countries simply because that they wanted to strike a chord with diversity. How about you make a movie that's based off of someone that's gay, that's a prominent superhero, that is a gay superhero, and then you showcase their story being gay, and then see what the fuck people can do, or if they were to get upset about it, if they were to placate that. But you can't, because there are no real good popular superheroes that are gay that you haven't essentially just stripped that title into, stripped it into, that's an oxymoron, as a character that essentially was straight, and then you stripped away the fact that they were in a normal, that they were in a relationship with, that's just between a guy and a girl, and then essentially you shoved in there that they are gay in hopes of essentially, basically one day down the line, you can placate that. And then a lot of people will then have to accept it because it's an incredibly popular character, rather than it being someone that is already been pre-established to be gay, bi, or whatever. And that way you can just, you won't have to worry, nor will you have to work to showcase that. Problem is, you're going to do nothing but piss off a bunch of fans, and it will be taken in the negative light. Don't do it, but you still keep doing it. It's the worst thing in the world. DC keeps doing it today, and it's just fucking awful, and this is why their comic books don't sell. So, naturally speaking, it's an idea that you're trying to cash in on, which is what I truly hate about it, because you're taking something that a lot of people are just, and yeah, it's because of their own ignorance and their stupidity that they don't get it or understand it, because it's like, yo, you're everything that you fought for, everything that you lived for, your journey, your fight, your cause, your life, all of that shit is being dumbed down into a marketing standpoint. And essentially, it's being sold to you as we care. And then upon thinking that they care, you give them your money because you think they care. And then once you step back and you go, hey, they care, you turn around and look back at them, and then you find out that they don't care. And this is what I'm having a problem with, because how many fucking articles came out of them saying that the goddamn gay shit within the Eternals was just a life-saving thing? And it was like, if you felt that strongly about it, I'm supposed to believe that that's how big of a deal that it is. Then what do you say to the fact that Disney decides to remove the shit from the movie in order to show it overseas? What does that mean? What does that tell you? What exactly can anyone grasp of some shit like that? When you're dealing with such two-faced motherfuckers who are terrible at writing, don't understand character, and use different actual world struggles from people and how bad they feel about shit in order to just sell a goddamn movie ticket. What do you say to that? And the thing is that people got oddly fucking quiet when that shit happened. It's the stupidest fucking thing in the world. So there have been a bunch of people basically reading articles and talking about the box office numbers within the Eternals itself and whatnot. And then a lot of times when people do that, it's like, whatever, but I just generally hate when they bring up movies that essentially are comic book movies, sure, but they're not within the same realm of the MCU. And it's fucking stupid when they do it. But they do it all the time, and it's incredibly dumb. The Incredible Hulk should not be considered a movie in relation to the MCU. It was a Universal movie. It was not during the time in which the MCU was a thing. It just had that end scene that literally led up to nothing within the MCU. They had Colonel Ross show up within a later moment within Marvel, which was the Civil War, but he was never something that was placated or shown ever in anything else prior to the anything in Avengers or the MCU dealings, especially with a character like the Hulk around, which would have been a wonderful development thing for like a fucking Avengers 2, for a reason that Hulk would want to leave and not come back is because he was constantly being threatened by Colonel Ross that your time is up. Once he did that whole crazy ass blowout on Africa bullshit that they did. And then afterwards it was like, yeah, you're done. Like once this is over with, it's over with. And then they went on the run. And then upon them going on the run, when they finally defeated Ultron out of fear of basically getting persecuted or taken away, Hulk decided to leave despite Natasha asking him to come back. That would have been fantastic. Then I wouldn't have a problem essentially with them trying to shoehorn that shit. But I still would disregard the movie of The Incredible Hulk in correlation to the MCU because it's not related to the MCU. It's outside of that bubble of what the MCU and how the Marvel franchise itself was done back then. I mean, and that movie itself got so much fucking scrutiny and crazy shit going on that everyone should be aware and recognize that shit. But the problem persists when you still have people bringing up numbers for the fucking X-Men franchise, which was done by Fox and isn't correlated to the MCU, or when they bring up shit like Blade or the Spider-Man movies and everything, and it's like those movies aren't related to the MCU. And I mean the Sam Raimi Spider-Man and the Amazing Spider-Man movies, and those movies again aren't related to the MCU. You have to remember the MCU has delved out shit of movies, like just the worst kind of movies, just bad movies, regardless of their correlation to these comic book characters. They were just bad movies, but they made money because it was another movie that you had to watch that was in relation to the MCU. So there are a plethora of movies that came out that dealt with superheroes that didn't have that power behind it. So using those fucktastic numbers in order to try and shoehorn that shit makes absolutely no sense. I saw a thing where someone brought up fucking Blade 2 and Blade 3, and it's like, what? Are you fucking serious? Like that is so far, that's so far beyond the notion of anything within the MCU. It's like, why would you even want to talk about that? And it's like, but they're just, and in order to, you know, ratio the numbers behind what's going on with the Eternals. And it's like, look how many other superhero movies made so much more money rather than the Eternals. And it's like, yes, if you was to showcase it to where it was like the Eternals made less money in correlation to these movies, and these movies didn't even have the power of the MCU behind it to try and sit there and sell shit, that is a cause for concern, sure. But people are just naming fucking superhero movies just for the sake of naming fucking superhero movies, which is terrible. And then all of these movies aren't bad in general. I mean, I know I'm going on a tangent, but I get pissed off when I see this shit because it's so fucking stupid. I saw a thing where a dude was like, Blade 2 was bad. And I just wanted to like jump up and throw something. And I was like, nigga, are you fucking serious? Blade 2 was amazing. Blade 1 and 2 were great movies. Blade 3 was shit. That's as far as that rainbow road goes. That's it. 1 and 2 are great. 3 was shit. That's it. That's it. They're not going to be anything else. Wesley Snipes was a perfect Blade. Fuck out of here. So, I don't understand. I don't get to where essentially it's like you got the people reporting. You got the people who making the shit. People who report on the shit. The fan base behind the shit. And then the people who report in tandem to what the fan base believes behind the shit. Everybody is getting it fucked up. Like, no one is basically putting two and two together and understanding that you're basically dealing with this white rabbit of bullshit that you continuously chase down the hole rather than just throwing up your hands and going, you know what? Fuck it. There's nothing wrong with the MCU starting over. I don't understand why no one grasped that concept. There is nothing wrong with not going to see any of these fucking movies. I don't understand why anyone won't grasp that concept. They're not doing anything that you either haven't seen before or hasn't been done before, or is anything worth of interest within the grand scheme of these movies that they're supposedly are creating. There's nothing that is of any type of importance whatsoever. They're doing everything they can to waste time before they even implement the fucking X-Men. Why? I don't know. They're fucking retarded. But even implementing the X-Men would come with this level of scrutiny, as the X-Men consider the government to be bad. And I don't know if you know this, the MCU has done everything they can to make the government, SHIELD, and all those other self-righteous groups of people seem the good guys. which literally in the comics is always the reverse when you're dealing with the different span of comic books. The government is always the bad guy in the Incredible Hulk comics. The police sometimes shoot at Spider-Man within Spider-Man comics. The Shield is totally cool with mutants getting hunted down and just packed away like goddamn cattle because they don't give a fuck about mutants. Do you understand how the comics themselves and how they've so far distanced themselves from what the comics actually are has showcased and made a plethora of these grandstand movies that are just terrible. They're shit. They're bad. They're not following what the actual comics were. They don't give a damn about what the actual comics were. All they care about is the IP and the branding that comes with it. And then all of these saps that just eat up every fucking thing that they have to come out. So then you have a movie like the fucking Eternals do what it's doing, which is essentially pissing me off because I find it disgusting, where I'm gonna sit there and promote like crazy to all the fans and everyone that enjoys my content. I'm doing this because it is revolutionary. I'm gonna show us some gay superheroes. I'm gonna make the LGBTQ community proud that we're finally gonna get some representation in this bitch. And then upon the movie actually coming out and then it's not doing well because you didn't make a movie for the sake of making a movie. You made a movie for the sake of diversity. And then upon that actually doing bad, because that's a terrible way to make a fucking movie. And anytime a movie has been made for that concept, it has done bad. Before we've even dealt with comic books, just movies in general. If it's a bad movie, it's a bad movie. And then in order to try and save face and to get your money back, you decide to then, when you do the international release, because there's a bunch of countries that scrutinize and they don't like or adhere to the shit where you sit there and have openly gay couples on screen, or they placate that people within diversity sake or women that are leaders and things like that goes against the norm of how those countries perceive or showcase stuff. You then decide to cut that shit out of your movies again, when it's something that you were sitting there systematically showcasing towards nerds and other people within those communities that we're going to sit there and give you some representation. And then upon that shit actually going out into the public or going out overseas, you then cut it out because the people overseas actually don't give a fuck about your diversity. They don't care about any of that. They just make sure that you don't show movies that they do not like. That's it. They don't give a damn what the content is about. They don't give a fuck about what's all going on because they could care less. All they know is that you're just giving their people entertainment. But if that entertainment has issues that they want censored, if you don't fucking censor it, then you can't fucking show it. And there'll never be a moment in Disney's fucking history where they'll ever shy away from money over the sake of self-righteous justice or diversity sake or representation. That'll never fucking happen. The House of Mouse has always put their foot down on that. Money first, people never. So I am so disturbed by what the fuck we got going on and how many people are just eating this shit up and acting as if it's not that big of a deal. Or we're just going to pretend that this shit isn't an abhorrent, horrible concept that is just going to keep being done by Disney until they decide that we've done it right. Because they're never going to learn a fucking lesson until you people stop letting these movies make millions of dollars. Until you stop getting drawn in by this dumb shit of seeing these dumbass actors and actresses who don't know anything about the characters, who don't know anything about the systematic approach of what the fuck is going on or development or anything like that. These are people who take their paycheck by just reading lines. They don't give a fuck about what the movie does. They get paid regardless. The end. Hell, you have some actors who sit there and hold strong to their dumbass performances and they get upset whenever you criticize them. But then you have people who understand that, yeah, you know what? This movie was a piece of shit. And, you know, props go out to Halle Berry when she decided to go up there and take that Razzie for the Catwoman movie. And if you ever seen the Catwoman movie, it's just a bad movie. Like, that's just it. Like, there's no reason to get that movie. It's just a bad movie. But again, it doesn't take away from the fact that those people don't know shit when it comes to the common man. They are not the moviegoers. They are a part of the movie making process. Those people's voice means diddly. in terms of anything. There have been a plethora of fucking movies that have shown gay people. Why has no one who sits there and goes, well, we're finally getting to representation of showing gay people within movies, sit there and talk about the fact that there are actual superheroes who are gay, and yet they're not making movies of them? Disney owns the right to these motherfuckers, but they're not going to make movies about them. Why? Because the international release wouldn't allow that, because the entire movie would be based around someone who is gay. And if you have a whole thing based around someone who is gay, then you can't show that movie in other countries at all. And they don't want to do that because, again, money will always go over people. Fuck out of here with that nonsense. So you then have these people who essentially just eat up and regurgitate every fucking thing that they gotta, that they're told by a production team. Make sure you talk about how more powerful this is for diversity, or how well, how great this is that a female is leading a team of superheroes, rather than going like, well, you know, you're not actually a female leading a team of superheroes, or a prominent character that's known as a female who leads a team of superheroes. You're actually you're playing a dude character who leads a team of superheroes. They just made you a woman, which doesn't mean anything. That's not the same thing. You gender swapped in order to cash in on the gender swap aspect, but you're not doing any fucking thing. It doesn't matter. Anyone could play your part. That's all that they've shown, is that anyone can play this part. It doesn't matter. Man, woman, beast, whatever. Anyone can play this fucking part. That's all that matters. And to not grasp that concept, but then to sit there and just hide behind this shield of reciprocity, of just entitlement and diversity, of just, oh my God, look how brave and stunning I am. It should be met with just as much scrutiny of like, motherfucker, you know this is some bullshit. You know you're dealing with garbage. You know you're pushing out crap. Fuck out of here. Yes, Selma Hayek is hot, because it's Selma fucking Hayek. But I don't care if it doesn't mean anything. It's like, I'm still sitting there going, who the hell are the Eternals, and why should I give a fuck about watching this movie? And yet no one is answering that question. Hell, you could have did the Defenders, now that they're no longer a part of the Netflix thing. You could have done something else as a movie, rather than a movie just to be made for the sake of diversity. I already know a bunch of people are going to want to see the fucking Spider-Man movie. It's going to have Toby in it. Fuck. It's Toby. Damn it. And I know that movie's going to be a piece of fucking shit, because that's all that they're using to promote. If they just had to make another Spider-Man movie, it wouldn't be fucking good. But they're making a Spider-Man movie that got both Andrew and Toby in it, and is going to try to do whatever it can to sit there and merge all of the dumb shit that's been going on within Sony into the MCU, because Sony, for whatever reason, doesn't understand the diamond that they have, because that's why they keep fucking up when it comes to dealing with Spider-Man. Eventually, they will sell it back to Disney, because Sony is stupid. They do stupid shit. Look at what's happening with the PlayStation. They do stupid shit on purpose. And it's something where it's like the writing is on the walls, where it's like, you do not have to do that, but they don't listen. They think they know what the hell they're doing, because they're fucking idiotic. When they got threatened by Disney the first time, they should have sat there and went, yeah, fuck you guys. We'll just make our own Spider-Man movies. We do not need to converse with the fucking MCU, especially now that the MCU is on a downward spiral of shit. So why would you then sit there and keep trying to justify what the fuck is happening with the MCU by being a part of the only thing that would remain a cash cow for them, which is Spider-Man, because he's fucking Spider-Man. God damn it. Stupid. They're just so fucking stupid. Sony does the dumbest fucking things in the world. If they was to announce and create their own tandem Spider-Man movie right now, they will still make millions. And if it's a movie that essentially some director doesn't get all up in his own ass and think that he knows what's best for a Spider-Man fandom, I swear to God, it could make billions. It could. Because we've already proven that people still are willing to go to the fucking movies to see movies now. We've already proven that even if you release some shit online, that also can make you a good plethora amount of money. You do not need to adhere to a franchise in order for that shit to sit there and make you a prominent amount of money. As soon as fucking Mark Webbs opened his mouth and said, I wanted to talk about Peter Parker's parents, someone should have slapped him across the fucking face and went, no, that's the dumbest fucking thing you could possibly do. Why? Because no one has seen or placated a Spider-Man story that has introduced Gwen Stacy and at the same time dealt with Peter Parker dealing with the struggles of Uncle Ben in a more faceted way than from what they've initially seen from with Tobey Maguire's character. You haven't. You just, they fucking haven't. nor have you shown or placated to where he would have the more emotional struggles dealing with the villains that he's dealing with, rather than it just being like a typical villain superhero type thing. Aside from Spider-Man 2, which dealt with the fact that Doc Ock was someone that he actually looked up to and respected, and then he was able, and then he turned bad. But then again, Spider-Man 2 is my favorite superhero movie of all time, because I fucking love Spider-Man and that shit is amazing. But the best Spider-Man movie of all time is Into the Spider-Verse, because nothing gets that shit feeling right rather than Into the Spider-Verse. So fuck out of here with that nonsense that it just, once Disney was like, well, Spider-Man's out of the MCU, fine, fuck it then. See how well you do without him. Without him backing everything within the MCU for right now. Why the fuck would anyone indulge in any of your content anymore? What the fuck would they have to look forward to if it's not some shit dealing with Spider-Man? Because I guarantee you, Spider-Man, the third Spider-Man movie is going to make so much fucking money. And it doesn't have to adhere to diversity's sake. It doesn't have to hit all the, it's just going to be a poorly written Spider-Man movie at that, with no struggles, no takes, or anything that makes Spider-Man popular. But it's the namesake behind Spider-Man, which is going to carry the entire fucking movie. So much so that they have to use the namesake of the other Spider-Man movies carry this movie. Fuck. It's going to be terrible. But my point is the fact that essentially, Disney has dug themselves into a hole within this comic book movie bullshit. They did the same thing with Star Wars. They're doing the same thing with these comic book characters. They got a plethora of amount of characters and they don't know what the fuck to do with it, because they have no one on their side that knows how to write or is capable of actually producing good content. They've been proving that shit within the fucking comic books. So we have a terrible choice of people behind the work that we're doing. We're shelling to people in order to sit there and make a quick buck, but then they're not putting up with it. And we also lack any type of creativity in order to sit there and make a universal expanding movies like we did before, which were literally riding off of the coattails of other prominent directors who sat up and established some good shit, because that is not something that was done within the other Marvel movies beforehand. If it wasn't for Josh Whedon, we would not be here in the first fucking place. That's not a negative thing, that's a positive thing. But there would not have been an Endgame if Josh Whedon didn't think the way that he did or knew what he knew about fucking comic book characters in the first fucking place. But therein lies another problem. So now you have these people sitting on the crust of just barely holding on, except for with their far more famous IPs, and just basically the constant teetering of, do we bring back these older people that would just cost so many fucking millions if we were to bring back? Because for right now, we're not going to be selling anything. People don't like this shit. We're not doing well with these fucking movies. Hell, what was it? The fucking, like one of the Disney CEOs was upset at what the hell is happening with Marvel. And it was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure they expected to be just breaking boundaries, and it's not even on the fault of the fucking pandemic anymore, but I'm pretty sure they expected with all these goddamn movies that they were just going to be making bank, but they're not. So that's a problem. I saw fucking people talking about Shang-Chi, and it was like Shang-Chi got a bunch of high ratings on Rotten Tomatoes, and it was like, motherfucker, get out of here. Rotten Tomatoes don't it matters dick. And like, even when I'm talking about the shit that's going on with like the critics and the people looking at the Eternals, motherfuckers keep bringing up fucking Rotten Tomatoes. It's officially rotten. Have you seen the movie? If it's bad, it's bad. It was all something when a dude was like, no movies are four. And it's like, yes, it is. If in the general consensus of a bunch of people are voting for this shit and they do not like it, and the actual average score comes up to being a 40-something percent, then it's a 40% on averages. That's how that shit works, you dumbass. Oh my goodness. But it's not something that you can sit there and adhere to. It was like, you know, if people sitting there giving it a one, if it does not meet the initial inception or the requirements that everything that I thought the movie was going to be, or everything that the movie promised that it was going to be, then by all means, you can sit there and call it a piece of shit that you would only vote one to. I mean, like, if it still has good effects and things like that, sure, if you care about that stuff, you can vote it accordingly. But Rotten Tomatoes is stupid, because it's a bad site. It's a terrible site, and motherfuckers still go to it because they're dumb enough to actually sit there and use their rating score as a rating system, because you need to be able to rate everything. Otherwise, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Goddamn idiots. Anyway, it's stupid. All of this is stupid. I say do not go and watch The Eternals. If you're capable of watching it, hey, do whatever you got to do. I don't care. I don't make no judgment. But other than that, you know, tell Disney to go fuck themselves. Using this shit to try and make some money is terrible. It's horrible and it's horrifying. And they're going to keep doing it as long as everyone keeps eating this shit up. This has been another episode of Fun with Flame. I've been your host, Daniel the Flame. And as always, good people, hope you had fun. Don't fall into this dumb shit. Just don't.